Hey, good morning. 194, 621 in the morning. Zero, Amy K in the 194 Morning Playhouse. Mamas of the Playhouse family. Were you anywhere kind of interesting when you went into labor? When you're like, oh boy, this baby is coming. One woman's story getting shared around today because she drove herself to the hospital after her water broke while she was driving into work. And yeah, left, hopefully there were waterproof seats. I don't know. But she ended up calling her husband while she was headed to the hospital. And the second he answered, he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you what I wanted for McDonald's. She's picking up food on her way
home.
No
way.
And it wasn't until after he gave his whole order of what he would like for McDonald's that she was like, actually, we're not having McDonald's.
What do you mean we're not having McDonald's? I've been looking forward to that all day.
Well, I'm actually going to insert hospital name here. A baby on the way. Also, I'm going to need an inside and out car detailing because, whoa.
I have a question. When the water breaks, is it water that's expelled from the body?
I believe it's amniotic fluid. We didn't get to experience that, though, because the kids came early and they came out, differently.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I just didn't know if it will be an easy cleanup.
I'm thinking it was probably a bit of an ordeal.
Because the way in movies, of course, whenever women go into labor in movies, they always have a dress on. And for some reason, it always seems like they have no underwear on and the water comes out and then they're like, oh, let me just take this baby out from under my dress.
Yeah, I mean, they make it, I think, a little bit more simple in TV,
yeah,
for sure. Do you have like a kind of a wild going into labor story? What were you doing? In this instance, she was driving home from work going to swing in and get some Mickey D's and things went to the way they went. Do you have a good going into labor story? 237, it's text 35270. And you were saying you were doing something kind of interesting. Hello, Lori.
So all three of my kids were induced.
Okay.
So with my youngest, I was already at the hospital first thing in the morning, and they did induce me. And I really had an easy labor. And the whole morning I was there, I was watching QVC. Of course, I'm like perpetually shopping. And I remember that I was watching a feature on outdoor toys, and they were showing a bubble maker for kids.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle of the bubble maker on QVC, I got this really bad contraction. And my midwife looked at me and she's like, okay, time to push. And probably within 10 to 15 minutes, my daughter was born. So
there you go.
I guess shopping really is good therapy, and it helped me through labor.
You know, I always wonder, like, what are the people doing that are actually watching QVC? Because it doesn't seem like it's something you'd actively watch. And in your instance, you were, you know, working on getting a baby out.
Hey, they have good items on QVC. I bought spray tan solution off of there.
Wait, you've actually bought something,
yeah,
off QVC? That's an entirely different conversation we should have sometime. What did you actually buy off something like that? Did it work? Was it any good?
I love it. Now, I continue to purchase it, but I don't purchase it from QVC. I just purchase it right from the maker.
My grandma would often have that on as like her background noise. And as far as I know, she didn't ever buy anything on there. It was just sort of always on.
In case something sparked her interest.
I also am fully aware that sometimes she would call and just try to chat with the people. Just because she wanted
she's
to talk
lonely
with the people on there. Yeah. But we were like at her house, though.
Stop.
Were we
you
that
were
bad
there?
Were we that bad of company?
I was going to say, she literally would rather call someone on the TV to talk to instead of you guys.
Oh, hi there. You looking to buy one of these for four easy payments in $19.99? No, my grandchildren are here, and I just thought I'd call and say hello because they're such disappointments to me. See, kind of sad. You're going into labor story. Were you doing something kind of wild or interesting? Were you in an interesting place? What do we see as far as text? Amy K.
Someone said, I was tucked away peacefully in my bed sleeping until about 4:30 in the morning. I woke up suddenly and went, whoo. That's what I call good labor contractions. My husband was able to rush me to the hospital. And someone else said, I was walking out of the grocery store. This was around Christmas time. And the guy ringing the bell for the Salvation Army kept stopping me, asking about donations. I lied and said, I can't talk. I was going into labor. While I got home, I went into labor. Karma.
Still totally feel guilty, though, that you,
yeah,
didn't stop to visit with the guy. Usually they get, I don't have any change. It's like, I gotta go. I do have change, though. Now I feel guilty.
That would be, though, I think if you use that as an excuse, I'm going into labor, everybody would just believe it. And they wouldn't question you and they'd leave you alone.
If you're female.
Well, yeah.
I go run out of there and they're like, ring, 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 ring. I'm like, I'm going into labor. They'd be like, wait, what? What does that mean? Is he a doctor? What is happening there?
That could. Maybe they thought you have
maybe,
to go.
Yeah.
Help someone.
Where were you when you went into labor? 237, it's text. 35270. And just like me, I'm sure that they adore you. Hey, good morning. 194 Playhouse of the Morning, and talking about your going into labor story. Were you somewhere kind of interesting, inconvenient, comical when you went into labor? Yeah, I mean, usually you're not planning that. Yes, some people plan and get induced. Yes. Usually it's a bit of like, oh, it's time. Hurrah. Where were you when that happened? What are we seeing for text? Amy K.
Someone said, I had my suspicion at my baby shower. Well, then I went home, reorganized the nursery, putting things away, and then I told myself, yes, this is definitely labor. Someone else said, I was cooking breakfast for my kids. I can remember we were making cinnamon rolls, and that's just when it happened.
This really has nothing to do with anything, but boy, would I do some things to a cinnamon roll right now. Yikes. 237, it's text 35270. Where were you when it was time for baby? You went into labor. Hi.
Well, I went into labor on a Friday about 2 o'clock. My first husband, he was drinking a lot then, you know. So he went out, and I was in labor, but I lived out in the country, and I didn't have a vehicle to get into town to go, you know, to go to the hospital.
Okay.
So I tried to get a hold of him way before cell phone. He came home at 3:30 in the morning. He'd hit a culvert and smashed up our pickup. And he didn't get DUI that time, but he got home with the truck, and I said, you gotta take me in. I'm in labor. He goes, no, I'm not. He goes, I'm gonna go to bed. So he was so drunk, he went to bed.
What?
And I drove myself 13 miles. All I had was first gear in the pickup. And the hood was, like, arched up, and I'm really short. So I tried to pull myself over, you know, trying to pull myself up to see better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It was awful. Yeah. But I made it with a smashed pickup.
Boy, and you said ex-husband, right?
You betcha.
Boy, I can't believe he didn't make it work with such a gem. He just sounds like a real prize.
He didn't come and see me at the hospital or anything. I don't know what, you know, I should have kept him.
Ay, 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 ay. Sounds like the beat-up pickup truck was more valuable than that fella.
You got it. You guys have a great Thursday, okay?
It's the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Hey, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, 6:35 in the morning, zero, Amy K, the Y94 Morning Playhouse, and talking about where you were when you went into labor. What are we seeing?
Someone said, I was at work. I ran into the bathroom. I couldn't tell. Did I pee my pants or did my water break? I stayed in there for a couple minutes, then called my husband. Someone said, I was sleeping both times. My labors are such a cliche. I woke up with a gasp and my husband said, is it time? And I was immediately in real labor and we went straight to the hospital.
I think my favorite one was, can I wet myself or is it time? And where were you? Hello.
When I went into labor, I was sleeping for both my kids. Labor woke me up with my first, and it was pretty mild, so I went back to sleep. But with my second, it went a lot faster. So woke up at 4 in the morning, and boom, I was at the hospital by 5.
I love that you just woke up and were like, oh, I'll go have a baby, I guess.
So, yeah, I was sleeping.